The headline number is deceptively small. SoftBank exits Boston Dynamics for $325 million. That sounds like a reasonable transaction until you remember that SoftBank bought an 80% stake in Boston Dynamics from Alphabet back in 2017 and then acquired full control before selling majority ownership to Hyundai in 2021 at a valuation of approximately $1.1 billion. So we're watching SoftBank take what appears to be a significant loss on paper, or, at minimum, a very modest return on years of investment to fully exit a company that has become arguably the most recognizable robotics brand in the world.
The Hacker News thread has nearly 400 comments, and the discussion is pulling in two directions simultaneously. One camp is focused on the financial mechanics. What does it mean that SoftBank, which made enormous bets on robotics during the Vision Fund era, is divesting at this price point? The other camp is asking the more interesting question, which is, what does Hyundai actually intend to do with full control of Boston Dynamics, now that there's no longer a shared ownership structure to negotiate around?
On the SoftBank side, I think the financial story is genuinely nuanced. SoftBank's Vision Fund made bets that were premised on a certain adoption timeline for advanced robotics, the idea that humanoid and quadruped robots would move from demonstration to commercial deployment faster than they actually did. Boston Dynamics has been doing extraordinary engineering work. Spot is deployed in real industrial environments. Atlas has continued advancing. But the revenue trajectory hasn't matched the capital intensity of the operation, and Masayoshi Son has been reorienting SoftBank's portfolio around what he's calling the intelligence revolution, which means AI infrastructure, not necessarily the physical hardware layer.
From a technical standpoint, what Hyundai is getting is remarkable. Boston Dynamics control systems, their whole body motion planning, their understanding of dynamic stability, these are capabilities that took decades of DARPA funding and academic collaboration to develop. Hyundai's stated goal is integration with their manufacturing facilities and their smart logistics operations. And that's actually a more grounded deployment path than a lot of the humanoid robot in your home narratives that get attention. Industrial automation in structured factory environments is a much more tractable problem than general household deployment.
There's also a competitive framing worth noting. Figure A, i1x Technologies, Aptronic. There's a whole cohort of well-funded humanoid robotics companies that have emerged in the last 3 years. Hyundai owning Boston Dynamics outright, without SoftBank's financial pressures influencing strategy, potentially allows them to take a longer view on deployment timelines. They can afford to be patient in a way that a pure-play robotics startup cannot.
One thing I keep coming back to is the robotics research setup piece from today's feed. Someone who built a robotics research environment that literally lives next to their desk, detailed in a post from dfdxlabs.com. It's the grassroots counterpoint to the Hyundai story. On one end, you have a multi-billion dollar automotive conglomerate absorbing the world's most famous robotics lab. On the other, you have individual researchers iterating on hardware in home setups. And historically, the most interesting breakthroughs in robotics have come from that scrappy, resource-constrained experimentation layer, not necessarily from the well-funded top. The community discussion on the desk setup post was genuinely warm. People sharing their own compact lab configurations, what sensors are worth the cost, how to handle cable management in small spaces.
The broader market question is whether this consolidation signals a maturation of the robotics investment landscape. When the Vision Fund was pouring money into robotics in the late 2010s, the implicit assumption was that deployment was imminent. The fact that SoftBank is now exiting and Hyundai is in, a company that actually manufactures things and has a concrete operational use case, suggests the industry is moving from futuristic demonstration phase toward can this actually run in a Hyundai factory in Ulsan without breaking down phase. That's progress, even if it's less cinematic than the backflipping Atlas videos.